up. Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Compete. That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete. Go to class. I just left for school telling these kids, act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive. And I remember when I was putting in work and I wasn't getting the checks. You're putting in work, and just because you can't see the results, you want to quit or give up. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just kept grinding. You're putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quitting is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying, we three in. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watch. Some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it. I want to see them keep up. Keep up. Let's go. Come on. You supposed to be the man? I know you can be the man for a month. Keep up. We doing this 365. We doing it 365, keep up. We doing it the next mixtape or next album come out. Come on, where your albums at? I see people trying to do what CJ doing. I ain't seen nobody's blow up yet. Come on, we got another one coming. Come on, we got that dog. The dog came from what I went through. That the dog didn't come from school. The dog didn't come from getting a PhD. The dog didn't come from getting these big checks. That's not where the dog came from. The dog came, so our children are watching all this success and we wonder why the millennial generation, nobody ever told them to dream. Nobody ever told them that DNA is in their dream. We told them that their DNA is in their money. You can't do it. Don't put your limitations on me. I'm dead to your limitations. Your limitations don't exist in my world. Those are your limitations. Keep them. Go home, watch them on TV. Go home, read the newspaper about. Go home and look in the mirror. Go home, call your homeboy, and y'all talk about your limitations. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any man to transition, listen to me, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. I'm gonna say it again. Humans do not transition to another level when they're comfortable with the level that they're on. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You got to touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You got to be possessed with the dream. I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Australia. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. Will the real Eric Thomas please stand up? You hear what I'm telling you? I want to hang with somebody. I don't care what the circumstance. I don't care what the situation. You put it on your back and you like, let's go. I don't run with people who count on me to put up 50 points. I run with people who put up 50 on their own. I put up 50, they put up, and we murder you. So my son, my daughter, they drive me. What drives you? And this is why I'm telling you. Because if a house drive you, you sweet. You gonna get one. Then what you gonna do when you finish? It's what she said. She blew this business up, and now she don't want to do it no more. You know how hard it is to blow a business up? You know how many people wish they could do what she's doing? But yet she finished with it. Why? Because that thing was not strong enough to drive her. The Nobel Prize, that'd take me forever. I picked something that would drive me for the rest of my life.
You're doing it because somebody else told you to do it. You want to drive a Rolls Royce because everybody else driving one. You want to live in that house because everybody else living in that house. Like, you got affirmation problems. You're not doing it because you really want to do it. You're doing it because you want to be affirmed. Let me tell you something. That's a great place to start. But when you get to your root, it's a whole other level.
Take all your energy for the dream because you're going to need it. And so if the second thing I can teach you is, for every dream you have, take at least a week or 30 days and write down every single thing that it's going to take to make it happen. And I want you to know something. After you write everything down, you still have not written everything down because you don't know what's going to happen. And so life normally breaks you because when it hits you, you wasn't ready. But if you ready, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. If you stay ready and you stay plugged up when you hear bad news, it don't break you because you already energized. You got all the stuff. You got it all. But you will not outwork me because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your two-parent background had nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me. On your jet, you will not outwork me. In your Bentley, you will not outwork me. You will not outwork me. You thought for 1 minute that you broke me. You got me twisted. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you giving up too easy. I need effort from you. When you walk out of the door, I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort.
Take ownership from this day forward, because what you are to be, you are becoming right now. Are you hearing me? If you procrastinate now, you're gonna be procrastinating at 30. If you quit and give up now because it's hard, you're gonna be quitting in your marriage. You're gonna be quitting when it comes to raising your kids. But if you build strong habits today, you can be and do whatever you want, and nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you but you.
Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 100%. Every single day. Somebody said yesterday, E.T., you gave 120. What you gonna do tomorrow? I said, I don't know. Get 140. I don't know, but I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste.
Listen to me. Once you realize who you are, you stop operating in desperation. You stop saying yes to stuff you ain't supposed to be saying yes to. So here's my big problem with a lot of y'all, is your belief system is off. Like, everybody can see how sweet you are. People are commenting on, you could do this and you could do that, and you're the only one that ain't caught up with it yet. I don't sleep in. If I slept in, it's because I worked so hard the day before that I was tired and I couldn't get up at 3 o'clock. But best believe, by 4:15 I was up. I wasn't up late watching no movie. What do you need to motivate you? Are you not enough? Is your potential not enough? Is your greatness not enough?
There's no way I'm not gonna be successful because my motives are pure. There's nothing that can stop me because my motives are pure. And the purer your motives are, that you guarantee yourself success. When you're doing stuff for yourself, you can't guarantee it's gonna blow up.
Today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day, and I will recycle my pain.
So what do you mean, E.T., you recycled your pain? I turn homelessness into a book. I turn my father not being in my life to a book. I turn an estranged relationship with my mom into a book. I turn being homeless into a book. I turn being a high school dropout into a bestseller. And not only do they sell it in America, they sell it across the world. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you? And no disrespect, but this is why I need you to get your motives have to be pure. This is why. Because what happens is, for each motive, it's a different level of energy. And some of you have like big dreams, but your energy is like a AAA battery. Your battery got to be able to push that dream. And if you got a big old dream, but you got a small engine, you're not going to be able to push it.
We all go through it. You think you're the only one? You think you're special? You think your pain is worse than my pain? Some of you, though, you let your pain punk you. You let your pain punk you. You let your pain make you quit. You think you're the only one going. You think because I got money and I'm the number one motivational speaker that all my pain gone? I still got cousins getting locked up. I still got family members dying. You think I don't deal with racism? Stop letting your pain funk you. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any man to transit, listen to me, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, I watch most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. I'm walking through the airport running almost. Most people that I'm with, they don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. You can't, some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. It's just, you just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. If I was doing quick things, you should have got me at 17, homie. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now. When you get the opportunity, from day one, you get hungry day one, and you stay hungry.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Bro, I ate some sardines the other day. Somebody was like, E, you ate sardines? Because that's what I ate when I was homeless. Mm-hmm. I was like, E, you're getting big time. You need to get you some sardines, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, for real, I had been in the airport. People want to take pics. People are like, you the best in the world. I was like, all right, I've got a little too much of that. Now, let me go get some sardines real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me go eat what I used to eat before people knew who I was.
That's right.
And people didn't want to be around me because I stank. Because I was, now, when I say I was homeless, people think that's cute.
The only thing you do for success, there's no discount. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There is no discount. You can't get 50% off. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking they are. And stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn.
Because the day they leave, it's gone. But if you work for it, it's yours forever. I will fly first class forever. I will stay in certain type of hotels forever. Not because I'm big time. I paid for it. I mean, I was homeless for real. So when I was going to church, I wasn't going to church on no shower and no Old Spice. I was going to church however I was.
It is your losses that will humble you. It is your losses that will give you a drive. It is your losses that will allow you not to make the same mistake over and over again. You are not your past.
T, why you always on beast mode? I'm shocked more people are on beast mode. There are people who live from check to check and they comfortable. It's the weirdest thing to me. I'm like, boo, you broke. And you broke on several levels. We're not talking about Sally Mae. You still owe your grandma. I'm talking about you need to cash your grandma out. Listen to me. Unless you number one in your industry, you shouldn't be chilling. And if you number one in your industry, you got enough common sense to know you better not be chilling. So I need that dog. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a weekend, you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, and when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, and when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming, keep looking at your dream, keep focusing on your dream, keep going after the dream because that's where true success is. You think you the only one go? You think because I got money and I'm the number one motivational speaker that all my pain gone? I still got cousins getting locked up. I still got family members dying. You think I don't deal with racism? Stop letting your pain funk you. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You gotta touch, you have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. You're not going to be the best. You're not gonna catch the best if you're not intentional and deliberate. And there are those of you in your space, and whatever you're trying to do, you don't even represent the best in your space. And you're still not giving 120. You're trying to catch the guy. You're trying to catch the female. That's the best. And you're waking up and giving me 70%. You're giving me 80%. But yeah, you have these dreams that you're going to be the best. How? Why do you keep crying? Why me, God? Why did I get MS? Why did I get cancer? Why did my mama die? Why did I get fired? Do you understand? Listen, you got through that. You got put through that because what that does, that tension produces greatness. Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats go through, they get to it, they go through it. You saw my t-shirt, no alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, no clock. I ain't used a clock in 20 years. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? And the harder it is, the better. Most of you have not gotten started yet because you have not ripped. You're trying to get other people to invest in your stuff. You won't go for me. Create your own doggone go for me. Bet on you. Put all your money on you, because guess what? When you're spending somebody else's money, it's easy to walk away from it. And the problem with some of you, you've been told you was number one. The problem with some of you, you've been told that you're the best, and now you're shining in it. Now you shining in it. Now you looking in the mirror like I'm number one. And let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm number one or not, and I won't know. I won't go look at that list. Why? Because I'm too busy grinding. And some of you should be busy practicing, and you staring at yourself in the mirror. We're not going to wait. We're going to do work. We're going to put in work. Because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded. Do more.
If I said you obsession, what's that mean to you?
It means wanting to succeed as bad as I want to breathe. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever it is I say I want it like air. You know, and air is one of those things that, you know, because people always say, well, why you say air? Like, why you even say, because you go without that for a few seconds, my friend, it's a wrap. It's done. So there are people who want stuff, but you kind of want it. Or you want it bad, but you don't want it as bad as you want to breathe. So to me, obsession is wanting something so bad that, you know, I go to bed with it. I wake up to it. I make whatever sacrifice. I grind. Like, it's like I can't live without it.
You're going to need some energy. You're going to need something that's so powerful. Now, for me, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. For me, it's church. For me, it's my devotional life. But you're going to need something when real life happens. You're going to need some energy that can get you going and get you through this. See, you don't become number one in your business without going through some trials and some tribulations. You don't come number one without going through some stuff.
If the opportunity is there to have an accountability partner, get accounted for. But whatever you do, wake up every single day and know that you should work as if everything depends on you, and you should pray as if everything depends on God.
Where you going after you write all your stuff down? Where you going to sleep? Where you going when you write it down? To go party? Where you going when you write it down? To go get you something to eat? Where you going to get on the telephone? Where you going to get the controllers? Where are you going when you write it down? There's a window of opportunity in America, and don't let nobody fool you. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your background is. Don't let nobody fool you. If you're willing to grind on Monday, if you're willing to grind on Tuesday, they can't stop. I want you to live the life you were meant to live. You hear me? Not the life that was given to you. I'm a high school dropout because that's the life my daddy gave me. But I've been married almost 28 years and 2 kids by the same woman, which is not my experience. I got brothers and sisters. None of us had the same parents. Because I made up in my mind, that's the life y'all gave me. I'm not taking that no more. I don't want to be on crack. I've never drank, I never smoked, and I'm not against it. I just didn't do it because my family was doing it and they wasn't winning doing it. Uncle died of cirrhosis of the liver. I'm like, bro, I'm not going out like that. Uncle's in prison. I wasn't meant to be in prison.
And you got to get to a point where you are so locked in, you are so centered that you don't hear anything around you. All you hear is the dream saying, let's go, E.T., E.T., let's go, E.T., come on, one more class, E.T., one more embarrassment, E.T., one more hour, E.T., push, E.T., push, E.T., push. God, I can't do it no more. You were homeless, son. I had you in the abandoned buildings. You remember you got out? I need you to use this right now for school. What you don't realize is that all the hell you're going through in the process is preparing you to make the dream become a reality. Everybody wants to be a beast
till it's time to do what beasts do.
So for those of you who are weak, I want you to climb the mountain. I don't care what the mountain is. Academic probation, climb it. You done broke up with somebody, climb it. You're going to be okay. You were diagnosed with something, climb it. You broke, broker than you ever been, climb it. You're not where you want to be, climb it. Whatever your goal is, you keep going till you get there. Now, when you go beast mode, you ain't even got to climb it. By faith, you can start moving some stuff. You ain't got to climb it no more. You can just look at your girl and wake up in the morning, every morning, and touch her head and say, this MS ain't going to kill us. This will not be the death of us. This test will be our testimony, and this mess will be our message.
And there are those of you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. You compromised. You let your anger make you say something that you didn't really want to say. You let the fact that you was lonely. You got lonely. You did stuff that you know you probably wouldn't do. Some of you have sold your greatness and your destiny for a couple dollars. And you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there. And your mama didn't like the fact that you was doing it. Your mama didn't understand. And you let your mama in your ear. Like it was your mama's dream. You let your daddy talk you out of it. That was yours. That was something the Creator gave to you. That belonged to you. My mother never understood, but she's working for me now. I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder when people didn't support me. See, what Mike Tyson did was, Mike Tyson won before he fought. You don't win a fight when you fight. You win, if you a beast, you win the fight before the fight. Soon as they hit the bell, Mike came out, boom, boom, boom. Over, done. I need y'all to come out so doggone strong that when teams come on the field, come on. Don't just say it. Lock the gate. Don't just say it. Get to the point this season that when they come out on the field, they're like, we don't even want to live. I wake up every single day. I am who I say I am. And I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Y'all got to do me a favor. Stop being gazelles. You're not average. There's nothing about you that's average. You're not even good. You were born to be great. You were born to be great. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You're not average. You're not good. You're great. God created you to be great. So be phenomenal or you will. Ever take school serious. If this kid ever get focused, if this kid ever uses his gift, if this kid comes out of this mental fog that he's in, if this kid would realize that he's a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, if this kid ever got connected with his dream, he would be dangerous.
You have the right, no matter who they are, when they causing you hell, you have the right to tell them no. You have the right to cut them off. You have the right to take care of your mental and emotional health. You have the right. And I don't feel bad about it. You have the right to be happy. You have the right to be wealthy. You have the right to have a good relationship with your baby. You have the right to have great friendship. You have the right not to live check from check. You have the right to buy whatever home you want. God gave it to you. He said, I'll bless you, and after I bless you, are you ready to get what's yours?
My strength is in what? Talking. There's an energy that I produce when I talk. So when my man from the league just hit me up, when I talk, if something came out, it was so pumped. My man like, let's go. That's my strength. Ain't no strength when I text something. But I've let the external millennial generation make me something I'm not. I'm a talker. That's my strength. I don't write. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I didn't mean to, but I had lost control. And when I speak, every time I open my mouth, it creates opportunities.
So I ask you to name the three top people in our life because I'm afraid some of you ain't got enough gas on your own. You just don't have it. I'm just being real. Some of you don't have enough gas to just get up and do what you're supposed to do. You just don't. You're just not that disciplined. You don't have the gas to come to class when you're supposed to come to class. You just don't have it. You just don't have it. You get a test and you're just scared. You don't want to take the test. Your anxiety start coming. You just don't have enough gas to do it. So the reason why I ask you to write down three people you love, because what I want you to do for me today is I want you to stop thinking about you when you think about school, and I want you to start thinking about them. What? God said, I gave you energy, son. I gave that to you, but you ain't got no control. You already know if you say something to your wife, it could be 24 hours or 40 hours before she talks to you. You know that, and you don't want that, but you can't control your doggone mouth. You do not have dominion, son. Get dominion. And most of you in this room, you got some vices that you have absolutely no dominion over. You get that right button pushed, and you just back at it. And God said, no, 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 baby, I can't take you to the highest height. Because if I take you up there and the button is pushed and you start acting a fool, you represent me. You better grind. Because if you don't, you will be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, you'll be stuck there. Coach, you putting in all this work to be 10 and 20? I'm saying we got to practice anyway. Why don't we win? We gotta go to school anyway. We gotta get on the plane anyway. We gotta get on the bus anyway. We gotta sweat anyway. Why not be the number one motivational speaker in the world? I gotta do it anyway. Why don't I get something for it?
You don't punish yourself, it's never gonna happen. You don't punish yourself. Somebody said, E, you losing weight. I punish myself. I don't eat meat no more. That's a punishment. Because I remember when I was eating meat, I didn't look like this. You got to hear what I'm saying. The reason why you broke is because you getting a reward and you ain't working.
Every time I stand up here and do what I'm doing, all I can remember was sleeping in abandoned buildings. That's all I could think about. But I kept trying and I kept trying and I kept going. I was consistent and I'm standing here today. Every single day when I come, I show up and I let failure know. Failure is not an option. You can't even let it sink into your brain. Not even a second. You have to know that this thing is going to work. Come hell or high water, whatever it is that I set out to do, it may not happen in 6 months. It may not happen in a year. It may not happen in 2 years. But at some point, my dream is going to become a reality.
I'm not scared that some kid's gonna take my spot. If he does, he's gonna have to do it with sweat. He's gonna have to do it with tears. He's gonna have to do it with blood. He is going to have to get up at 2:30 in the morning. If he can get up every day at 2:30, he deserves to take my spot. Some people are taking your spot and they shouldn't take it, but because you're average, it's easy to take your spot. It's easy. It's easy to get to the place before you get there. It's easy to take that client before you get to him. It's easy.
I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder, but people didn't support me. We never stopped. I wake up every single day and I will prove to the world that I was here. I made my mark. I was here. And you can't take that away from me. I told you, if I die today, you cannot take away the fact that Eric Thomas was here. They gave me an opportunity. They gave me a shot. Somebody gave me a GED. I turned that GED into a four-year degree. Somebody gave me a four-year degree. I turned into a master's degree. Somebody gave me a master's degree. I turned into a PhD. You got the opportunity. What you doing with it? Opportunity is coming. Will you be ready when it comes? We can leave here tonight. You can take me to a church. I'll give you another hour. You can't do it. Don't put your limitations on me. I'm dead to your limitations. Your limitations don't exist in my world. Those are your limitations. Keep them. Go home, watch them on TV. Go home, read the newspaper about. Go home and look in the mirror. Go home, call your homeboy, and y'all talk about your limitations. I ain't got none. Some of you have sold your greatness and your destiny for a couple dollars. And what I'm doing now, I was doing 20 years ago, and I have not been. I didn't break. So what? You don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. So what? You don't see my greatness. So what? You don't understand how I do what I do. This is what I've been called to. It is your losses that will humble you. It is your losses that will give you a drive. It is your losses that will allow you not to make the same mistake over and over again. You are not your past. Every time somebody, you ain't got no standard. That's why you can't blow up. There's a certain level you can't get to when you keep compromising. You can't get to the next level because every time somebody draws something in front of your face, you give up. Don't you know you're more attractive when you can say no, when they know you got values? You think you're just going to change the game. You're just going to change the rules. It don't work like that. There's a standard to greatness and there's levels to this.
When he said, I have a dream, he already had a wife. When he said, I have a dream, he already had children. When he said, I have a dream, he had already won the Nobel Prize. When he said, I have a dream, he had already met with the president. When he said, I have a dream, he was already one of the most influential people on the planet. When he
said, I have a dream. He wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about you and I. So I want you to redefine. When you say money, you say goal. Say, I have a goal. I have a target. When you say, I have a dream.
Now, those of you in the room, you got the six-pack in your body, but your spirit ain't a six-pack. And you taking a hit because your core ain't tight. It's only so far your little 6'6 gonna get you. It's only so far dark and handsome gonna get. It's only so far your money. It's only so far your car gonna get you. It's only so much your house can do. When you going up against certain things, your bank account can't do it. Only character can. But like, they're not obsessed with.
I'm telling you what I'm telling you today, because I'm gonna need you to get your roots, because if your roots are strong.
Huh? If your roots are strong. Have you been to Miami? Have you seen the hurricanes that blew the houses down, but the tree still standing? The way the tree grows is it goes down first to the bedrock. It goes down first, then come up. Most of y'all just came up, and you look just as sweet as the tree until a storm comes. We all look the same, y'all. We all look the same until the storm comes. And I'm telling you, what they're about to teach you is going to make you money. What I'm telling you is get your character right, because I want to make sure your character can hold all that stuff you're about to get.
And the problem with some of you, you've been told you was number one. The problem with some of you, you've been told that you the best, and now you shining in it. Now you shining in it. Now you looking in the mirror like I'm number one. And let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm number one or not, and I won't know. I won't go look at that list. Why? Because I'm too busy grinding. And some of you should be busy practicing, and you staring at yourself in the mirror. And I'm not stopping to talk to you because I don't have anything to do. I'm stopping and talking to you because I value you. But the problem is, you don't value you. The problem is, you don't value your gifts. You don't value your time. You don't value yourself. And so we're going back and forth and you asking me, what should I do? Because what I know is, if you make a good one or a bad one, once you make a decision, the dream is that much closer. Spiritually, you got your core right, but in the physical, you don't got your core right. I need you to get your core right, because once your core is right, you use your core for everything.
Some of y'all, you got an ego problem. You like to be around people who are inferior to you. You don't like to be around people who gonna challenge you. Iron sharpens iron, so do if one man sharpen another. You hate to be around people who are, I like to be around people who drive nicer cars than me, who are smarter than me, who are doing things I can't. I like to hang with them people. Why? Because they gonna stretch me. They gonna push me. You like to be around people who weak, because you feel comfortable around weak people. I dare you to get around some other lions. I dare you.
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, girl, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. Like, what is it gonna take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year. Can I be real with you? If you can't measure it, it ain't real.
When you get an opportunity, I don't care how hard you work for it, you are just getting started. When you get it, you gotta lock it down. When you get that opportunity, you gotta choke the game out. When you get it, you gotta go beast mode.
God said, how dare you? They gave you the money and you signed and told them you was gonna pay it back. I can't even bless you with what you trying to make until you take care of that debt, son. I was making $10,000. When I paid them, they $30,000 off. Immediately after I paid them off, I was making $30,000 and engaging. So what am I trying to tell you? Okay. What I'm trying to tell you is, you can't make millions of dollars if you don't make million sacrifice.
The reason why some of you can't get to that next level, you don't have enough stuff in you to push you to get through some of the hell you got to go through. That car ain't gonna get you through the hell. That house ain't gonna get you through the hell. So when they tell you dreams to legacy, they just not making stuff up. The reason why you need legacy is legacy gonna drive you. Everybody wants to make their dreams become a reality. There's no one sitting in this room who said, E.T., I wanna procrastinate. E.T., I don't wanna get it done. E.T., I don't wanna get to the next level. E.T., no, every person in this room, not only do you want your dreams to become a reality, you deserve for your dreams to become a reality. That's the fun of it, is taking risks.
The fun is doing stuff I couldn't do 10 years ago, 5 years ago. The fun is hearing other young people say they're going to be the best motivational speaker in the world. The fun is like, let's go, come get it. You might get the spot, but you're going to have to work. That's the fun. The fun is being married 28 years and making it feel like we high school sweethearts are. That's the fun. Yeah, it's hard.
You do not change everything people want you to change. You change the things that's going to give you value. And that's what's wrong with some of y'all. You changing everything people want you to change. You can't do that. You only change the things that's going to give you something in return. Now you're like, E, am I being selfish? No, that's not what I'm talking about. But it has to be mutual. If it's not mutual beneficial, then it don't work. Right? Does that make sense? And most of y'all in some relationships, it's just not mutual. You're giving way more than you're getting, and you need to cut it. You're not a bad person. You need to cut it.
You can turn me upside down. No matter how you turn me, you can throw me in the dirt. You can put pressure on me. You can put heat on me. You can cut me. You can do whatever you want. But I am a diamond, and no matter which way you turn me up, you can turn me down. You can turn me to the side. No matter how you turn me, I'm a diamond. And from all sides, I glitter. From all sides, I glow. From all sides, I'm great.
We all need not just motivators in terms of people, but motivators in terms of things, because you're going to have days where you're down and out, days where you have anxiety, days where you're fearful, and you need to be able to get with that motivator, block all that negativity out, and boom, go for it. Why? Because if you operate in anxiety, you operate in fear, you're not going to perform at your highest level, and you might not reach your goal. What's your wildest dream? Here is another human telling you that I started from the bottom, now I'm here. And not the bottom, and I'm in Cali. I'm right around the corner. I grew up right around 76 miles from here. 8 Mile, right there, Trojan. Went to Henry Ford, Cab, McKinney. I'm right from where you from. Right around the corner, I'm from Michigan. Most of you have not reached your wildest dreams or not going after your wildest dreams. I'm sorry. It's because nobody's ever given you permission. I'm giving you permission to stop being that. People try to talk about money like it's got an anointing on it. You done let them fool you. You done let them tell you that you need to make $2 million or $3 million. There are people who make money, but money is not, listen to me, money is not enough to ignite your whole existence. As a matter of fact, some of you, the more money you got, the more of a slave you were. Are you missing what I'm saying? You think money is the answer to everything when it's really not. It can take care of only a couple things. If it was that deep, it would keep marriages together. But the reason why you don't have $1 million is because you think like somebody in poverty. So if I was, look, I told somebody I love dearly who said they needed more money. I said, for what? What would you do with it? You'd only spend it. You would only spend it pretending to be something that you're not. That's all you would do, was spend it. So why would you, you're not going to ever make it because you're a slave to it. So when you're no longer a slave to money, that's when you start making money. You feel me? So once you become a millionaire, and you got to find out what that means. That don't mean you got money in the bank. That's not what a millionaire is. A millionaire has a way that they think. So number one, go home. It's your homework. And every lie that you live in, just write it down. You do not have to change. But I at least want you to know what the lie is. And you got more kids killing themselves than them getting diseases and dying. We are losing control. And it's time for those of you in this room to take control. I told you, right someday, you could be living this someday. You've held up your someday. Either you didn't get the right information or you got it. You didn't use it. You're not getting up early enough. You're not taking it back. I don't know what you're doing. But when you leave, all I want for you is to live your someday. I tell you to stop making plates for people who just trying to take it to go. Write that down. So God told me to tell you, stop making for poo-poo for folks that just wanted to go play. He told me to tell you that. There's somebody in the room. Your life is screwed up because you're making food for people who just wanted to go play. And most of y'all running with people who, when you fix food, they come to your house and take it to go play. They don't bring nothing. They're not trying to help you. All they in your life to do is take, 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 take. And you wondering why your life messed up, because you with takers. Did you hear what I just told you? I got a fear of failure. When I went to Poland and spoke to 10,000 people who don't look like me, who don't come from where I come from, when I got on that stage, was I nervous? Absolutely. But guess what? I did it anyway.
Steve Harvey Show. My family, was I nervous? Yes. But I did it what? Anyway. So yeah, we might be afraid. Do it any doggone way. I got the master's degree. The easiest thing for me to do with a master's degree as a high school dropout would have been to do what? But I did what? And I got the PhD. Was it hard? Absolutely. I did it anyway.
Average people cannot handle problems. That's why they don't deal with them. That's why they run from them. Good people can't really handle them on the level that someone who's great is. So you're praying for greatness and a problem comes and you're running from the problem. You don't understand that it is in solving the problem that you become wealthy. You don't understand that when you solve that problem, you solve something that two other million people couldn't solve. And so once you solved it, that solving the problem elevated you.